我哋好感谢主，诗歌咧实在系俾我哋好大嘅安慰，
正
系我哋嘅弟兄教宗嘅。
We thank our Lord because the hymn has inspired us greatly, just as our brother has shared.
佢唔单止喺我哋遇见嘅好多嘅难处嘅上边，主成为咗我哋嘅避难所。
Now the Lord has became a refuge in many of the difficulties that we encounter.
成为了我们的山寨。
He has become a shelter.
成为了我们极大的帮助。
And he is the helper besides us.
我觉得最重要的就是说在我们这个生命今天都藏在他的丰富里面。
And what's the most important is that our life today is hidden.Inside the Lord.
你不知道当你未曾认识主之前
I don't know if that before you come to know the Lord,
你的生命是几咁的不稳定
and how unstable that your life was,
你的生命是几咁的脆弱
and how weak your life is.
但今天因着你接受主耶稣做你的救主
But today, because you have received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, He has received you into Him.
啊，你的生命今天有主自己在中间来扶持。
And now today, you live your life with the Lord as your helper beside you.
所以除了重担，我们感谢主和我们承担之外，
Now we thank the Lord for He bears a burden for us.
我们因着我们在祂面前所得的这个新的生命，我们感谢主。
And also for the new life that we gain in our Lord, we thank our Lord.
今早早愿意再同弟兄姊妹交通约书亚记。
Now this morning, I'd like to share once again with brothers, the book of Joshua.
请我们打开约书亚记第二十章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 20. Chapter 20, we will read from verse 1 to verse 6.
找到的请听我读。
Now,
约书亚记第二十章。
Joshua chapter 20, listen as I read.
第二十章的第一节，耶和华晓谕约书亚说：你吩咐以色列人说，你们要照着我藉摩西所晓谕你们的，为自己设立屠城，使那无心而误杀人的可以逃到那里。这些城可以作为你们逃避报血仇。人的地方，那杀人的要逃到这些城中的一座城，站在城门口，将他的事情说给城内的长老们听，他们就把他收进城里，给他地方，使他住在他们中间。若是报血仇的追了他来，长老不可将他交在报血仇的手里。因为他是素无仇恨无心杀了人的他要住在那城里站在会众面前听审判等到那时的大祭司死了杀人的才可以回到本城本家就是他所逃出来的那城
Joshua chapter 20 verse 1 to 6 The Lord also spake unto Joshua speaking to the children of Israel I point out for you cities of refuge, whereof I spake unto you by the hand of Moses, that the slayer that killeth any person unawares and unwittingly may flee thither. And they shall be your refuge from the avenger of blood. And when he that doth flee unto one of those cities shall stand at the entering of the gate of the city, and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city unto them, and give him a place that he may dwell among them.And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up unto his hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly, and hated him not before time. And he shall dwell in that city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, And until the death of the high priest that shall be in those days, then shall the slayer return and come into his own city and unto his own house, unto the city from whence he fled.
還有好幾處的聖經,但我們一路,以後慢慢我們一路交通的時候,我們才再看。
There are some other Bible verses that we will reference, but we will refer them as we share during the message.
好,我們先低頭,再一次的禱告。
Let's bow our heads and have a short prayer.
親愛的主,我們感謝你,讓我們來到你自己的跟前。
Oh dear Lord, we thank you again for giving us the opportunity to come before thee.
主啊,這是何等大的福氣。
Oh, this is such a great blessing of you. This blessing that none can take away.
主啊,願意你將一個賜人智慧和啟示的靈賞賜給我們。
Oh Lord, may you grant us a spirit of truth and revelation and wisdom.
讓我們真聽見主,也真知道主你自己的豐富。
So that we can hear you, Lord, and we could witness your abundance.
主啊,我們將這段時間都交給你。
Lord, we place this time in your hands. Manifest yourself amongst us. Because we gather according in your name. And may our Lord be glorified among us.
We
pray this in our name, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This morning, I'd like to share with brothers and sisters about the city of refuge.
我首先呢,會同弟兄姊妹交通到這個屠城的歷史的設立。First,
I'd like to share about the history behind the city of refuge.
然後我會講屠城的一個屬靈的預表。And
then I'll share on the spiritual meaning behind the city of refuge.
最後,我們要看看 在這件事情有什麼屬靈的學習。
And then we'll draw into this matter and see if there's any spiritual lessons behind this.
關於這個屠城的歷史和它的設立,
with the history of the City of Refuge.
弟兄姊妹,如果我們讀民數記或者是申命記,
Now we read Numbers or Deuteronomy.
那裡就記載著說, 耶和華神吩咐摩西,當這些以色列人進入迦南地的時候,
Now it was recorded that Jehovah, God, asked Moses that when they enter into the land of Canaan,
就在迦南地的很多的城的裏面揀出六個城出來,
that when the Israelites enter into the land of Canaan, they are to select six cities.
用這六個城,不是給普通人住的,是叫做屠城。Now,
the six cities that they will pick out, they're not for people to dwell in, but they're called a city of refuge.
那個屠城的作用是什麼呢?
Now, what's the function behind these cities?
正如剛才我們讀的約書亞的20章,都是這樣講出來。
Just as the verses that we have read in Joshua 20,
it states so, now
if there's some people kill somebody involuntarily, these people that have committed manslaughter or have killed someone involuntarily, they can flee to these cities of refuge to be saved.
聖經很詳細地講述這件事情。
The Bible has recorded in details about this matter.
並且它給我們一個例子,怎樣才叫做不殺人的呢?
And also it gave us examples of what is meant by involuntary manslaughter.
就是呢,聖經說,就好像呢,兩個人,他們一起約去上山去斬柴。
The Bible recorded that it's like two persons that they're going up to the mountains to cut wood.
那時候呢,就不是用電鋸或者什麼斧頭來斬。
In the days of old, we don't have the electric saws to cut woods, but we actually use it as an axe.
Yeah, 但是斬斬下的時候呢，因為那些材料啊，或者是做的功夫不好，那個斧頭甩了個柄。
Now if they were using this axe and the axe came off, the handle of the axe accidentally came off.
咁咧一飛咗出嚟嘅時候咧，點不知就飛咗去隔離，同你一齊斬柴嗰個朋友嘅身上。
And if the axe accidentally flew out of the wielder's hand and hit your partner,
咁咧一跌喺佢身上嘅時候，點知將佢斬死咗。
And accidentally it fell upon your friend or your partner and accidentally killed him.
聖經就話，如果咁樣嘅話咧，呢個甩咗斧頭呢個人咧，其實唔係想殺佢嘅朋友嘅。
Now the Bible records that this person who accidentally flung the axe and killed his friend, he did not want to kill that person.
聖經就話佢變咗一個係叫做誤殺人嘅人。
And the Bible tells us this is an example of an involuntary manslaughter.
咁如果佢朋友有家人
，Now if the family of the person that was killed，
本來話一朝早去斬柴，應該夜晚黑翻嚟，點知唔翻到
？Now the family members they know that the person went up to cut wood, but they never came back.
哇！咁後來就發現原來同佢一齊去嘅，將佢殺死咗。
And then the family discovered the person that went with him actually killed him.
咁嗰個呢個屋企人就起嚟，哎呀，要報仇啊！為呢件事嚟報仇。
Now the family of the member that was killed would rise up and take revenge.
咁聖經就話，咁樣嘅情況底下，呢個甩咗病殺死人嘅呢一個人，就要快啲嘅跑去咩咧？去呢個屠城中間嘅一座城。
Now also the Bible informs us that this person who accidentally let his axe fly and kill his friend, he needs to flee to the city of refuge at that point.
正如咧，我哋頭先所讀嘅，佢哋要去到呢個城門口，要講俾城裏邊嘅長老們聽。
And just as we have read that when this slayer went to the city of refuge at the gates, he needed to declare himself to the elders.
咁然後嗰佢嘅長老咧就要將佢收納過嚟，要佢住喺呢個屠城嘅裏邊。
Now the elders of that city, the city of refuge, would then take him in and ask him to stay and live with them in the city.
咁呢個人一入咗去呢個城嘅呢個範圍裏邊之後呢
，Now when the slayer is entered into the city of refuge，
即使呢嗰個被殺呢個人嘅家屬走嚟報仇，要追殺呢個殺人嘅。
Even if the family members of the person that was killed came to seek revenge，
明明嘅睇到佢，但係都唔能夠喐手做啲乜嘢。
Even if they found the slayer， they cannot do anything to him。
咁呢個人要住喺呢個城嘅裏邊。
Now this person, the slayer, he must live, reside within the city。
唔可以翻屋企。
He cannot go back to his home.
亦都唔可以踏出呢個城嘅一步。
He cannot leave the gates of the city.
因為幾時呢個人一個腳一踏出呢個城嘅界限
？Because whenever he steps out of the gates of the city，
嗰啲屋企人咧，被殺嘅人嘅屋企人就有權就可以將佢殺咗。
At that point, the family members of the person, the victim that was killed。Can take revenge upon him.
佢要住喺呢個城嘅裏邊，直至到幾時先至可以翻屋企呢
？Now the slayer must reside in this city of refuge until a certain point.
直至到當年嘅大祭司死咗之後
，until the point where the high priest dies.
然後佢先至可以離開，可以翻屋企。嗰個時候，即使嗰啲報仇嘅人見到佢或者係追到佢，都唔可以報仇，可以唔可以殺佢
？At the point where the high priest passes away, the slayer can then leave the city of refuge and return to his previous home. And at that time, the families of the victim can no longer take revenge on him.
神係咁樣嘅安排呢一件事喺佢哋嘅中間。
Now this is how God set out before them.
呢個係 嗰個歷史。
Now that was the history recorded.
神係喺佢哋中間做咗一件咁特別嘅事情。
Now this is a great thing that the Lord has prepared amongst them.
所以我哋睇見呢個屬靈嘅意思喺呢件事情上面，嗰個屬靈嘅意思係乜嘢呢？
Now what is the spiritual meaning behind this preparation that the Lord has provided?
第一點係從呢一件嘅事情上面，我哋睇見神對人嘅恩典同埋憐憫。
Now, first of all, we can see the grace and mercy of God towards man.
Now, 按照住律法，當時嘅律法
，according to the law at that time，
係以牙還牙，以眼還眼。
It's a tooth for a tooth and an eye for an eye.
以手還手，以腳還腳。
A hand for a hand and a foot for a foot.
即係話，如果你打甩咗我一隻牙，我又打翻甩你一隻牙。
That means if you hit me and you cause a tooth to fall from my mouth, then I can do the same to you.
如果你打壞了我的眼，我就要打回來還你的眼，是這樣的。
And if you injure my eye, I can also do the same to you.
但是呢，不論什麼的動機都好，他又不是說因為你錯手或者什麼，在律法上面是沒有這件事情。
Now, regardless of the motive, there's no distinction between if you intend to do something or if you accidentally committed some kind of injury to the other person.
所以那個是殺人者死，是吧？
So, 是這樣的。 So the principle there was whoever kills another person, he in turn will be killed.
在律法上面这个是神这样的定规。
Now, according to the law at that time, that was how it was carried out.
但是我们在这件事情上面，在屠城 的设立的上面，我们却看见什么？神的怜悯和神的恩典。
Now, in the setting up of the city of refuge, we can see God's mercy and God's grace.
原来我们看见神给那些无心犯罪下，不是有意蓄意去害人的所谓这些罪犯，给他们有一条的出路。
And we can see that God has prepared a way for those that, that kill unintentionally a way out.
叫这些人可以有一个受保护的地方。
So they have a dwelling place, an asylum for them to go to.
咁你話咁一邊又講律法，又殺人者死，但呢邊又話呢啲可以有受保護。
Now you would say on the one hand that you said the law states that whoever kills another person will be killed in turn, and on the other side there's an asylum, a shelter that you could go to after you commit a crime.
咁好似係咪唔公平啊？
Now is it fair？
好似係唔公平嚇。
Is it fair？
咁但係我哋就睇見一件事情。
But that's one thing we can look upon。
律法係俾人冇路嘅。
The law doesn't provide way out。
律法唔能夠俾人有自由。
The law does not give freedom。
但係主嘅恩典或者話神嘅安排卻讓人有出路。
But the grace of the Lord and the plans of the Lord。Gives a way out.
咁神俾人一出路，亦都唔系话放纵佢哋。咁以后唔惊啦。
Now, because the Lord provides a way out, that does not mean that men should do whatever they want. They have no fear in their hearts.
从另一个角度嚟睇，我哋睇见神自己嘅怜悯，嗰啲本来唔该死嘅，佢哋可以得到保全。
From a different perspective, we can see the mercy of the Lord. That those that unintentionally kill somebody, they can be kept.
在这件事情上面，我们看见神对罪人和对罪人的处理，这一点上面有很大的恩典。
Now from this matter, we can see how God deals with sin and deals with sinners, that he has great mercy upon those people.
我们知道神是那位监察人心肠肺腑的神。
We know that the Lord looks upon the hearts of men.
今日人睇外边嘅行动，但系神今日睇呢个人里边嘅内心。
Now men today looks upon the outward appearance, what the actions they have committed.
所以呢个人因为佢系无心去犯罪。
But the Lord looks in our hearts. If this person committed a crime unwillingly,
神就认为佢系唔该死。
The Lord will look upon him and deem that he is not worthy of death.
但系有一个条件。
But there's one condition.
啊，唔好以为哦，咁以后我咪犯咗罪，我都无心嘅啫，无心之失，我都唔系唔关我事，系魔鬼引诱我，或者边个引诱我犯罪。
Now that is not to say that if you commit a crime or a sin, that you could blame the devil for tempting you to do so.
弟兄姊妹，神系监察人心肠吩咐嘅。
But God is the one that looks upon the hearts of men.
呢啲嘅人若果犯咗罪，佢真系无辜嘅，或者系真系无心之失。
Now for these people who committed a crime, if they did it unwittingly,
佢一定有跟住嚟嘅一个嘅态度或者行动。
Now there will be an action that follows. There will be an attitude that follows.
就系佢会知罪悔改。
This person who committed a crime unwittingly, they will repent. They will want to change.
当我哋悔改，当我哋承认我哋嘅错嘅时候，神就俾我哋一条嘅出路。
When we repent, when we confess our wrongs, the Lord gives us a way out.
当时嘅人佢可以唔杀人，但如果佢唔逃去呢个屠城嘅里边，佢哋仍然嘅系唔会得到拯救。
Now in those times, that's recorded in Joshua here, those people that unwittingly kill someone, if they do not flee to the city of refuge,
如果佢唔愿意承认佢个罪，
if they would not confess their sins,
如果佢唔系真系悔改承认佢嘅错嘅话，
if they do not truly repent and confess their sins,
整个保护喺佢嘅身上，
the protection of the Lord would not be upon them.
神今日俾人一条嘅出路。
The Lord gives us one way out today.
神亦预备咗呢条嘅出路。
And the Lord has already prepared that way out.
正如当日神已经喺以色列人嘅住嘅范围喺迦南地嘅里边嚟设立好呢啲嘅城市。
Just as in the days of Joshua, where the Lord has already prepared these cities of refuge.
为要使佢哋有一日可以得着拯救，
so that they will be saved on that day.
但系佢哋呢啲人一定要系一个承认自己嘅过错有悔改嘅人。
But these people must be someone that will confess their wrongs and they will desire to repent.
我哋到诗篇51篇嘅时候咧。
In the Psalm chapter 51,
但系嗰度我哋记得51篇记载乜嘢咧？记载大卫佢犯咗罪之后，神差遣先知嚟向佢指出佢嘅错。
Now we know in Psalm 51, that was when King David had committed adultery, and a prophet was sent to him to tell him of his wrongs.
佢嘅态度系点啊？
Now what is the attitude of King David?
佢一绝对唔系话哦，唔关我事啊！嗰个女人引诱我啫嘛。
Now his attitude is not that oh, it's none of my concern. The woman tempted me.
佢马上嗰个态度就话我错。
So immediately King David confessed.
所以佢话我知道我嘅过错。
So he said that I acknowledge my transgressions.
我个罪就系摆喺我面前。
And my sin is ever before me.
他说我向你犯了罪，得罪了你，在你的面前做了这样的事情。
And against thee, thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight.
我承认我在罪孽里面生的。
And then I confess that I was formed in evil.
因为我只是找出在51篇里面所那几句的话，但是弟兄姊妹，如果你读51篇，你详细的知道里面的什么。
Now, these are only a few verses from Psalm chapter 51. But if you have time, I encourage you to read through the chapter.
所以大卫这样在神的面前悔改认罪，神自己给他的是一个赦免。
Now, this is how King David repented before God, and God forgave him.
原来在神的里面，他的怜悯，他的恩典是大到这样一个地步。
Now, this is the greatness of God's mercy.
因此大卫说，就讲出了神的心情，神他是怎样的一位的神。
Now, through King David, we can see how the character of God.
神所要的祭就是忧伤的灵。 忧伤痛悔的心,
just as the verse states, the sacrifice of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart.
所以看见人是可以犯错，但是当人悔改来到神的面前的时候，神是有恩典。Now
man can and do sin, but when men come before the Lord and repent, God is forgiving.
所以神不会
God will not turn away those who repent.
是啊，没错，他是误杀了人。
It's true that someone might kill another person unwittingly. But when they repent,
逃去，奔去这个屠城，他们受保护的时候,
and they flee to, towards the city of refuge,
他们就受蒙到保守,
and they will be kept there.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
这是一点属灵的意义。
This is one of the spiritual meanings.
另外一点是说到屠城是一个救恩的预表。
Another point is that the city of refuge is describing what's to come, the salvation that's to come.
我刚才说过，早早在这班以色列人进入迦南之前，
even before the Israelites has went into the land of Canaan, God has already, through Moses, given them this law.
并不是因为那班以色列人现在进来迦南，咦，那有些这样的问题，神啊，不如你定这条例，或者定那条例，这样的，不是。It's
not after the Israelites went into Canaan and we see these things happening, and that's when this is set up. This is already done beforehand.
今日就后日就选举了，好多嘅咩法案啊，咩例啊咁样样，又要修改呢条，要答嗰条，因为咧佢到时候呢一条例唔掂啊，佢又另外立一条例嚟到处理。今日呢个系世界所做嘅。Now,
on November 2nd is the election day, and we can see there's a lot of propositions going on, and there's so many of them because we see there's many things happening, and there's many propositions trying to address that, and there's so many more to address those because they're not working.
神设立这个图城，远远在这班人未曾进入迦南之前，神已经自己乐意地来做了这件事。Now,
the city of refuge was set way beforehand, even before the Israelites went to the land of Canaan.
所以当圣经又说，当我们还作罪人的时候，
and the Bible tells us that when we are still sinners,
神已经立了那个挽回祭。
God has already prepared that the
挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，挽回祭，
Now, through the Lord Jesus, who was crucified on the cross,
救我们, 本来我们的前途是灭亡的，但今天因为人的悔改, 来到接受这个救恩, 我们又得到恩典, 得到保全。
And through the crucifixion of our Lord on the cross, that we are saved. Originally, we were condemned, but now we are saved.
但是人要来到主的面前, 他就可以得到拯救。
The man, if they come before God, he will be saved.
人, 如果我们只知道有件这样的事情, 没用的。
Now, if man only knows about this matter, it's useless.
相信耶稣, 接受耶稣, 你就享用呢個救恩。
The man must come, receive Jesus, and then he can enjoy the salvation.
神原來就係咁樣樣，喺我哋仲係作罪人嘅時候，佢已經喺度為我哋作成咗呢個救恩。
Now the Lord, that's how He is. Even when we were still sinners, He has prepared a salvation for us.
感謝主。
Praise the Lord.
道成嘅預表就係呢一個。
Now that is the spiritual significance behind the city of refuge.
當然我哋知道逃入去呢逃城嘅人啊，生命可以得著保全。
Those who flee into these cities, their life may be kept.
佢係有過呢個犯罪嘅記錄。
They have sinned in the past.
有過犯罪嘅行為。
And they have carried out that sin.
但係因為佢知罪悔改。
But because they confess their sin and they repent,
佢就可以嚟到逃城嘅裏面得著庇護。
And then they can flee into the city of refuge, and they can be they get a claim shelter there.
幾時佢哋可以再翻屋企得以釋放咧
？Now when can they go back to their previous homes?
就係當大祭司當年嘅大祭司死咗之後。
It's only when the high priest passes away.
咁我哋知道大祭司一提到大祭司，當年嘅受高嘅大祭司，我預表住。
Now, when we mention high priest, the high priest that was anointed, we know that it signifies Jesus Christ.
原來我們就發覺一件事情，就是只有基督耶穌的死才能夠使人從罪的當中得以釋放。
Now, we come to know that only through the death of Jesus Christ that man can be saved.
因為基督耶穌是神定立的那個受膏者。
Because the Lord Jesus is the one that's deemed by God as the one,
亦係嗰一位唯一能夠拯救人嘅嗰一位
，as the one that can that can only through Him be saved, man can be saved.
希伯來書就話，靠著基督耶穌只係一次嘅獻上佢嘅身體，我哋就可以得以成聖。
Now in Hebrews it tells us that which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all.
用一次的獻祭就叫那些成聖的人都要永遠的完全。
And for by one offering, he has perfected forever them that are sanctified.
我們很明顯的來看見那件的事情是代表著預表著這個救贖的恩典。
Very clearly we can see that signifies is a salvation.
好，我哋今日嚟，而家嚟到睇到呢個屬靈嘅學習，究竟呢一件嘅事情對我哋今日嘅學習係乜嘢
？Now we move on to the principle of what's the special lessons behind this matter.
道性讓我哋睇見神嘅憐憫同埋佢自己嘅恩典。
The city of refuge lets us see God's grace and mercy.
道性亦都讓我哋領會到。一個個原則
The city of refuge also lets us know this principle.
就是要住在主的裏面
And that is to abide in the Lord.
因為進入到逃城的人他們都是受保護的
For those who enter into the city of refuge, they are protected.
而他們進入到逃城的裏面的受保護是一定要在這個逃城的範圍的裏面才能夠可以發生
And they are protected only when they're in the city or within the boundaries of the city.
如果他们离开了,
if they depart,
过了那个范围,
if they left the boundaries of the city,
他们那个受保护就不会发生了,
they are no longer protected.
今天我们称为神的儿女的,
Today we are called the children of God.
相信接受主我们进入他去
Believing in the Lord, that is the same as entering into the city of refuge.
但是我们却要活在基督的里面。
But we need to live, abide within Christ.
因为他作为我们的拯救，他要救我们脱离一切的控告、仇敌、一切的攻击和难处。
Because he is our salvation, he will help us depart from the accusations of the enemy.
約翰福音十五章第四節
In John chapter 15 verse 4
聖經就話你們要常在我裏面我也常在你們裏面
The Bible tells us to abide in me and I in you.
中文呢有另外一个翻译就是你们要住在我里面，我也住在你们里面。
Now in Chinese it translates literally like abide, dwell within me and I in you.
是的，要住在我里面。
To live, to dwell within myself.
什么叫做住在主的里面？
What does it mean to dwell in the Lord?
弟兄们，这个不是一个道理，是一个生命，是一个经历。
This is an experience. It's not a, just a principle. I'm sorry, it's not just words.
我想问你们有没有有时有机会去住在朋友的家中？
Now, I want to ask you if you have an opportunity to live in somebody else's house.
相信你一定有。
I think you do. Your friends probably invited you over.
有一次呢，我就去探访一个人，咁结果我哋系住喺佢屋企。
One time I was visiting someone and I lived in their household.
咁啊，屋企就布置得好靓，好舒服。
The house was quite nice and it's quite comfortable.
有好舒服嘅家私，又有高床暖枕啊。
Very nice furniture, very comfortable bed.
有咧，佢又設計咗一個好大嘅電視啊，好似音響啊咁啊，非常之靚嘅，坐喺度欣賞。
A very large television set and very good sound equipment.
所以住喺裏邊係非常嘅好。
So it was very nice to dwell, to live in the house.
但係有一樣嘢咧，係我唔係好習慣。
But there's one thing I'm not really used to.
就係咧，佢哋咧就瞓得好晏，起得身好晏。
Now these people they sleep in quite late and they wake up very late.
咁所以咧，佢哋從來唔食早餐。
So they never eat breakfast.
我食早餐。
But I'm a person that needs to eat at breakfast.
咁但我係住咗入去，喺嗰度喺度住。
So I lived with this household for a short while.
所以結果咧，朝頭早咧都好肚餓，好肚餓。
But each morning as I wake up, I become very hungry.
所以要等到佢起身，等到佢晏晝先有嘢食。
And I waited and I waited until in the afternoon, during lunchtime, that's when I get something to eat.
因為呢個我講。住在人屋企是一个，不是一个生命，是一个经历。
Now living within this household, it's just experience.
你要去进到去嗰度，嗰个唔系属于你嘅地方。
Now you are to enter into a place that does not belong to you.
你系要享用一啲佢有嘅，但系你亦都会缺乏一啲你想要的。
Now you are there to enjoy what's provided to you, but there is some lacking as well.
那这个就住在朋友的家中。
Now that is the experience of living in a friend's household.
但是同样的住在基督的里面，或者住在主耶稣的里面。
Now when we speak of the matter of abiding in Christ,
仍然的就是说你要享用主耶稣家里面的好多好多嘅好處。
And the same principle applies that we are to enjoy the provisions of our Lord.
你要享用神所預備嘅一切一切嘅豐富。
We are to enjoy all the provisions that the Lord has provided.
照著人嗰個習慣，可能有啲嘅地方唔習慣。
Now according to man, there might be something we're not used to.
但係喺神嘅預備嘅裏邊。佢係將一切嘅最好嚟到俾過我哋。
But according to the preparation of the Lord, He gives us the best.
我哋實在係要喺嗰度喺度同佢喺一個奇妙嘅一個好唔同嘅境況嘅裏邊，我哋分享佢嘅生命同埋佢性情裏邊所成功嘅。
Now there we're to partake in the enjoy the provisions of our Lord.
所以主就同我哋讲话，你哋要常常住喺我里边。当你住喺我哋里边嘅时候，我也常常住喺你里边。
And that's why the Lord tells us that Abide in me always, and I in you.
剛才弟兄跟我們說，當然想住在主的裡面。
Now the brother earlier shared that of course we like to abide in the Lord.
但是神已經準備好了，神已經打開了門了，你進來就享用了。但是如今神說，你來，我也就住在裡面。
Now the Lord has already prepared this place, and the gates are open. And he tells us that if you come, abide in me, and I in you.
所以在第五節那裡就說，常在我裡面的，我也常在他裡面。
And that's why in John 15, it tells us that he that abides in me, and I in him.
你看到這個次序嗎？不是說，我在你裡面，然後你就在我裡面。
Do you see this order? It's not to say that if you're in me, then I am in you.
而是說，好像這個你，行先，主行後。
It's not you will go first and then the Lord will follow.
No, it is. 你先, okay. 然后神那个同在先见你。
It is that you will first abide in the Lord and then he will abide in you.
所以是你常在我里面，我就常在你里面。
It's that you are in me, then I'm in you.
明白吗?
Do you understand? It seems that you are the one taking the initiative.
你在来到我里面，我就在你里面嘛。
And if you come into me, then I will be in you.
你们常在我里面，然后我才常在，这个我是主啊。
That if you are abiding in me, then I will be in you. The I here is speaking of Jesus.
你们常在我里面，我就常在你里面。
That you always abiding in Jesus, then Jesus will always abide in you.
这个讲出一件什么事情?
Now what does this bring out?
在经历的上面, 我们是要作主的。
In experience that we, 我们要作主,
我们要作主,
that we are our own master.
在真理上面, 是主作主的。
But in truth, God is the one taking the initiative.
在经历的上面, 是我们要去享用佢，系我哋作主动。
In experience, is that we need to take the initiative to abide in Him. But in actuality, God is the one that abides in us.
大家翻去慢慢嘅思想下。
Let's think about it some more.
原来神预备咗一切嘅丰富喺我哋嘅眼前。
Because God already prepared everything for us.
如果你唔愿意嘅话，你。
Now, if you are not willing to partake of that, you will not enjoy that.
你要愿意，你要来到主的面前，你就能够享用到佢所有所为我哋所预备。
And if you are willing and you come before the Lord, then you will partake everything that the God has provided.
盼望主吸引我哋。
May the Lord really draw us.
我哋去到佢个面前。
May we go before him.
我们主动地进到他的面前。
May we take that initiative and enter into him. Enter into him and enjoy the provisions.
好，现在问题就是说,
Now the question becomes,
我有这样的心的。
I have this heart.
我真的很想享受神
的。I really desire to do so.
那我怎么知道呢?
Now how do I know?
怎么知道我真的住在主里面呢?
How do I know that truly abide in the Lord?
你这么说你们很多道理。
Now you speak of many of these things.
我又愿意的,
I have a willing heart, but how do I know?
我怎么知道?
How do I know?
或者我这样说, 相信弟兄姊妹会比较容易明白一点。
Maybe I try to say this in a different way.
我将一个住在主里面的人的一个经历是怎样样的告诉你。
I'm going to describe to you the experience of someone abiding in the Lord, what their experience might be.
咁你自己知道你係咪咁樣樣嘅?
Now you may look upon yourself and say, am I like that?
如果你係嘅話，感謝主。
If you are, praise the Lord.
如果唔係嘅話，我哋繼續嘅追求。
If you're not, then we continue to seek the Lord.
一個住喺主裏邊嘅人,
For someone that abides in the Lord, what is their experience?
Now, in John 15, verse
7, it tells us that when we abide in the Lord, that His word would be with us.
Yeah. 1 John,
chapter 2, verse 5 and
verse
6, it tells us so. For someone who dwells, abide in the Lord, he is someone that will love His word and keep His word. And look upon the word of God, of the Lord as authority.
所以除了约翰福音十五章之外，约翰一书第一章亦系咁样提到。佢话凡遵守主道嘅，爱神嘅心就喺佢哋里边，实在系完全嘅。从此我哋就知道我哋是在主里边。
So both in the both in John and First John tells us that those who kept his word, in Him verbally is the love of God perfected, and hereby know we that we are in Him.
然后就话人若说他住喺主里边，就知该知道自己照主所行嘅去行。And
that He that saith He abideth in Him ought Himself also to walk even as He walked.
所以一个真系住喺主里边嘅人，
so for someone who truly abides in Him,
对神嘅话嘅态度就系咁样样。
That is the attitude towards God's words.
爱慕主的话,
love His word, keep His word.
弟兄姊妹,你要留意,我不是说一个,经常会读圣经,经常会读圣经的人,就是一个,爱慕主的话的人。
Now, I'm not saying that if somebody that reads the Bible a lot, it's someone that loves the, that abides in the Lord.
我们要读神的话,
we need to read His word.
我意思不是说只是那个读圣经那个动作来代表。
My meaning is that not just the outward action of reading the Bible.
有些人可以每天都拿着本圣经来读, 但是你不知道他是不是真的读完之后听神的话遵守神的话。
Now, some people, they may continue to hold the Bible and read it day in and day out, but you don't know, you do not know if they truly abide and keep His word.
一个人可以成日拎住本圣经，但系佢唔一定系思想圣经嘅话。
This person could always carry the Bible with them, but they may not think about what's in the Bible.
所以今日要神要嘅唔系一个外表嘅动作。
What God desires is not the outward action, but the inward heart.
当然你不读圣经,你根本连这些都不讲得到,是吧?
Now, if you don't even read the Bible, you cannot even speak of this.
我们要读,
we need to read the Bible.
但我们更要留心,我们读完之后,那个动作。
But we also need to pay attention that after we read, do we comprehend the words?
最近有位弟兄咧就介紹俾我一個嘅影片。
Now recently a brother has recommended a movie to me.
就係講到學功夫嘅係。
It tells about learning martial arts.
佢一個咁樣嘅經歷。
This is his experience.
我哋知道如果你要去入去邊一個門嚟學功夫嘅話咧，師傅嘅話你一定聽嘅喎。
Now we know if you want to be a disciple of a certain martial art discipline, you must listen to the words of the Sifu.
不单要听,还要遵行。
Not only to listen to it, but you must also carry it out.
那你的功夫,你学,打功夫,你一定要听。
Now you want to learn it, you must listen to the words of the master.
但是在那里面,就讲到一个人, 他是入了门,但是不是全部听。Now,
in the movie, it tells this character that he is the student of this discipline, but he did not listen to all the words of the master.
听就听,就听一半。
He only listened to half of the words.
哇, 但是所以他耍出来的那些功夫呢,
so when he was doing his martial arts, other people would look upon him and they did not recognize what form he's doing.
因为他没遵行了，也都没照住师傅的话。
Because he did not follow on of to what the master has instructed him.
一个住在主里边的，实际上边住在主里边的，佢系一个绝对遵行神话嘅人。
Now, for someone that truly abides in the Lord, he is someone that carries out the words of the Lord, follows his words.
约翰一书二章二十四节，佢就同我哋讲话：，务要将过从起初所听见嘅，常存喺我哋嘅心里边。如果将从起初所听见嘅，存喺我哋心里边，你们就必住在子里边，就是主里边啦，也必住在父里边。
Just as 1 John chapter 2 here tells us that, let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that ye which have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father.
起初就是, 基督,
now the beginning is the word, it's Lord, the words of the Lord.
所以一个住,
but someone who truly abides in the Lord,
这个是其中的一个经历，他要遵行神的话，要爱慕神的话。
That person will love the words of the God and he will follow the words of the Lord.
第二点呢?
The second point,
约翰一书二章二十七节，他说：你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不是用人教训你们。 只有主的恩膏在凡事上教导你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按这恩膏的教训，住在主里面。This
is 1 John chapter 2 tells us that, but the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you of all things.
我们知道恩膏的教训，什么叫恩膏的教训？就是圣灵。
Now, what is the anointing of the Spirit? And that is the teaching of the Spirit.
当我们信主的时候,
when we trust in the Lord, believe in the Lord, the Spirit dwells within us.
藉着这个圣灵的启示和指引,
and through the Holy Spirit, it will manifest to us the things of the Lord.
所以藉着圣灵,我们就知道什么事可以做。
And through the Holy Spirit, we know what things we can do and what things we should not do.
更加藉着这个圣灵，叫我们知道我们应该做的，神喜欢我们做的是什么。
And also through this Holy Spirit, we know that the things that the Lord desires to carry out.
圣灵是好像一个感觉那样放在我们的里面。
Now the Holy Spirit is like a measure that that we can use to measure things.
那个感觉啊,
oh, it's like a feeling within us.
啊, 有时这个感觉是禁止,
now sometimes this feeling tells us to stop doing some things.
有时是催促,
sometimes it prompts us to do some things.
但无论如何, 这个感觉是告诉我们什么事应该做，什么事不应该做。
But that feeling tells us what things we should do and what things we should not do.
站过讲台的弟兄们，相信你一有一个咁样嘅经历。
Now those who spoke on the pulpit before didn't have this experience.
就系话，有时候我哋唔知道要讲乜嘢。And
sometimes we do not know what to share.
但系站讲台嘅弟兄，有时有咁嘅经历，就话当你仰望主嘅时候，等候一下。 主就给你一个话，主就引导你去读边段嘅圣经，咁你就知道如何嘅做。And
also, the brethren that have shared on the pulpit before, they will also have this experience, which is when they abide in the Lord will give them a verse and lead them to share.
有一次我揸车翻屋企
One time I was driving home.
通常呢, 我駕駛的時候呢,都沒什麼想。
Many times when I was driving, I do not have many thoughts in my mind.
那時候我在駕駛的時候,裡面覺得,應該要不要打一個電話給一個姐妹呢?
Now that particular time, while I was driving, I had this thought in me, should I make a phone call to this sister? Now, I do not know how this come about. I do not know if I were to call her, what would I say? But this feeling continued to dwell in me that I should make this call. So when I got home, I make this call.
後來我就知道個姐妹,都冇乜嘢嘅,你打電話嚟呢,都俾我一個感覺,你仲關心我,有人關心我。
And it turns out later on that there's nothing serious, but the sister was quite appreciative of my caring for her. There's somebody that's caring for the sister.
就是這樣的,
just simple as that. Now the Holy Spirit leads us to do things that we should carry out. And the Holy Spirit will also stop us from things that we should not do.
但問題就是說,
the problem is that we as an individual need to submit to the Holy Spirit.
如果聖靈在你裡面, 被你一個感動, 你不聽,
now, if the Holy Spirit prompts you and you do not listen to it, then you have prevented the Holy Spirit from working.
一個住在主裡面的人,
for one who abides in the Lord,
他要常常要, 會聽到聖靈的感動,
and he will hear the prompting of the Spirit, and he will follow on.
我们虽然很多事我们不够明白,
although there are many things we do not understand,
但在我们的心思里头,
but in our hearts,
我们愿意说,
we all have this desire, and that's to follow the words of the Lord.
总的来说,
in summary,
好聖是神所設立的,
the city of refuge is designated by the Lord.
看見神的恩典和他的憐憫,
and through the city of refuge, we can see God's grace and mercy.
雖然我們有犯罪的行動, 我們做錯了事情,
though we might have sinned and done wrong,
但是神的恩典為我們預備了一個途徑, 叫我們可以進到去裡面,
but the grace of God has already prepared the city of refuge so that we could enter into it and be protected.
今天神用祂的兒子作為一個祭和一個拯救將我們收納過來,
and today God uses His Son Jesus Christ to prepare and to save us.
祂是願意我們常活在祂的裡面,
that God desires that we dwell, abide in Him always. And God desires us to enter into His household and enjoy all the things of His household.
問題, 我們今天願不願意停留在祂的裡面?
Now today, are we willing to abide in Him?
我不是說救恩,救恩就是我們一信主就已經在基督裡面。
I'm not talking about salvation, because once we believe, we're already saved.
我是說經歷,我們的經歷,我們要在我們這個人生的路上享用,要不要享用基督的豐富?
I'm talking about experience. As we walk this life, are we there to abide in the Lord? And we can
to
partake of His abundance. We praise the Lord. Through the establishment of the city of refuge, once again we praise the Lord.
享用佢自己嘅豐富。
Let us all pursue after the Lord to partake of His abundance.
我哋祈禱。
Let's have a prayer.
親愛嘅主，再一次嘅多謝你。
Dear Lord, once again we thank Thee.
因為你用你自己作為我哋嘅豐富嘅源頭。
Because you are the source of you use yourself as a source of the blessings that we have.
主啊，喺你嘅裏邊實在係美好。
Because in you there is a great there's beauty.
主啊，又願意我哋眾人喺你面前，我哋呢個經歷，主啊都能夠實在在嘅經歷到我哋嘅主。
And before thee, Lord, may us truly experience the abundance of you, Lord.
主啊，你喺我哋中間要得著一切嘅榮耀。所有的高贵。
May you gain all the glory and may your name be lifted up on high.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen.